Once again, she's back.
She's back on the Golf Shop Radio Network.
Is Joanna Coe, Symetra Tour player, down in playing down in Florida this week. I bet it's nice and warm down there, Joanna, isn't it?
Hello, guys. Actually, it's not warm right now.
Uh-oh.
Well, we're miserable here. It's going to be
last night, and it's like 50 degrees right now.
We wish it was 50 here.
Yeah, it's going to be 20 here overnight, so...
But warmer, but not, it's been 85 and sunny for like a month, and then of course the tournament comes around and weather gets crazy.
Well, speaking of crazy, you had kind of a crazy day yesterday. Not your best golf.
No.
What happened?
I just, on the greens, I struggled, and lately it's been hot and cold with my putting, and it was just cold and I never got it back. And I hit it pretty well. I'd say three shots I was, I could have hit better, but I hit it well, and just on the green, pathetic.
Yeah, I'm looking at yesterday's stats. I think you were 11 greens in regulation, but 34 putts.
Yeah, and I think I had, on my stat sheet, I had 12 greens, so it might be a fringe that I counted or not. But it was decent ball striking, but the greens are not in the best shape, but it's not an excuse. Girls are making putts out there, but for some reason, I just couldn't get over it.
Joanna, on my stat sheet, you had 18 greens in regulation.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
That would be nice.
Should I just leave and let you just...
Well, let's see who... When we ask her the question about who her favorite tournament director is, we'll then we can decide if you need to leave.
Yeah, so there's this guy that runs the Asheville tournament. No, I'm just kidding.
Charlotte does.
Yeah, well, his head won't fit out the door now, but that's okay.
Hey, we can make bigger doors.
Not bigger heads at this point, though. So you said the putting has been kind of hot and cold. I mean, give me a feel for what you're trying to do and what you feel like's going wrong and how we're correcting this. Cause I want you to tell me how you're making it better. And that way, when you go out to play today, you have that positive feeling that it's getting better.
Right. For me, it's all about confidence because I feel like I was stroking them well and where I wanted to hit them, but I just didn't see the ball going in the hole. Like out in Phoenix, I had 8 birdies in the second round, and I just saw the ball going in the hole. So it's not like I'm a bad putter. It's just all of a sudden, like, it just kind of leaves me. So after the round yesterday, we went back to my housing where it's at this club called Mountain Lake, and their greens are absolutely amazing, and I've played well at this golf course. I've won tournaments here. So I just spent a while on these greens just getting my confidence back and seeing the ball go in the hole and not really working on my stroke, but just, building that confidence and getting good memories, because that's really what it's about for me. I mean, that's my whole game is about, okay, my momentum, how I see it, feel it, all that. So that's what I'm going to try to do today, just have fun with it and try to get a good visual picture.
So tell our listeners, so how do you do that? How do you get that good feeling? Just go out and make the 3 and 4 footers? I mean, what do you have to do on the green to get that feeling back? So what did you do yesterday? I mean, you said you went out and putted, but tell me exactly kind of what your process was in order to get that feeling and watching those putts go in.
Well, I did a little putting contest with my boyfriend and keep his butt, so that's nice.
That helps.
Step one.
Confidence booster.
Yeah, wear somebody out on the putting green. Okay.
Exactly. So that's a confidence booster. But to go back to a place that I've had great memories at and just, to think about times that I've played well, like kind of just memories while I'm on the green is really what it's all about. In practice, I'll make 3, 4, 5 footers all day, and I made them all in my warm up. Like in my warm up, I warmed up in the dark because I played at 7:55.
Right.
So all my putting was in the dark, but the ball was still going in the hole. So once I'm out there, it just left me. So I just have to try to get that back, and that's one of the most difficult things in golf. I mean, I've been doing this a while, and it's not easy. And no one out here will give you a this is what you do to exactly get your confidence back. I mean, that's why Bob Rotella and all the guys make big money doing that. But for me, it's just, it'll be one little thing to get my confidence back and those memories back in my head. So I tried, and we shall see today.
So your happy place, though, does not include little people on tricycles or Julie Bowen carrying pitchers of beer.
No alcohol to gets me in my happy place.
Well,
it works for him.
Statistically, yeah, that's a Happy Gilmore reference. I'm looking at your bio too. I mean, you had a nasty good college career at Rollins. I mean, you were the individual winner of the championship in 2008. You're a member of the winning team, all that kind of. What was the biggest transition when it was time for you to turn pro? What did you find the most challenging in the way the game is played at the professional level?
I mean, it's not necessarily the game has changed. It's just everything else gets harder. I mean, in college, your coach is doing all the travel planning. You just show up with your uniforms at a certain time. You're getting picked up, and everything is taken care of from there. For us, I mean, I'm planning my entire schedule. I'm planning every single day of my life, and that's a big transition. And then, you know, you're dealing with all the finances yourself, making sure you don't miss deadlines. So there's just a lot more on your plate. So the golf is the same. I mean, yeah, the yardages are probably a little longer, but that was never an issue for me. I mean, I wish the courses were a little longer in college, but it's just more. It's just real adult life out here, and it takes a couple years to adjust and get used to it and not feel like a rookie. And I feel like I finally have figured it out, that balance of, you know, practice versus working out, eating, you know, relaxation time, all that kind of stuff.
So are there tournaments you look forward to more than others, say? Come on! Come on!
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely have my favorites.
Yeah, and one of them's here in Charlotte. We know, well, Mike does a really good job with the Rock the Putt and all that good stuff, and the Daddy Donner Clinic, and
oh yeah,
great stuff.
I love Charlotte. I have one of my best friends from college there. I stay with her each year, and my sister is going to come down and come watch. And yeah, the Daddy Daughter Clinic. I actually met a guy there 2 years ago that will be caddying for me this year. His two little girls came out, and I taught that clinic, so he's going to caddy for me. He's a member at Raintree, and I mean, Charlotte is a great place. It's a great course, and I've played good golf in the Carolinas. I mean, I won my last college tournament there. I won my first college tournament there. I have really great memories of the Carolinas. I love the layout and the grass, so yeah, I'm looking forward to Charlotte.
So wait, you mentioned that you beat your boyfriend on the putting green yesterday. Is he caddying this week, or is he just there as a spectator?
He is.
Okay. So you can blame everything on him, certainly.
No, he did a great job. He can't stroke it for me, you know. That was all me.
So, but how is that when you go week to week and you have somebody different carrying the bag? Is that an adjustment that you have to make? And I guess that goes back to you. Are you a player that kind of handles all of the information yourself, or do you rely on a caddy, or how much information goes back and forth? Because we all know that golfers and caddies have different relationships. Some golfers want all the information from the caddy. Others basically don't want the caddy to do anything but carry the bag. So where do you fall on that scale?
I love a caddy that can chat with me, get me distracted from what I'm doing. I don't use a lot of information from a caddy. I mean, I've been playing this game long enough, and, you know, a lot of the girls don't have tour caddies that travel with them every single week. Mm-hmm. So I do have someone different all the time. So then they're not necessarily very experienced with the golf course either. So I'm there the whole week, getting the numbers, you know, finding out what my game plan will be for the week. So I really will just do a lot myself. I'll get some reads and, you know, ask about the wind and stuff like that. But for the most part, I'm doing most of it. I just need someone to get the bag off my back, you know, chat with me, entertain me, and do the little things that make the round go easier and keep pace to play.
So that goes back to the fact of confidence. And, you know, and I actually, the reason I'm kind of going that is because I caddied for a friend of mine a couple weeks ago. And it was like, you know, I asked him before the round, I'm like, you know, how much information do you want from me? But do you find yourself, because, you know, you said in the putting, it is a confidence thing. I mean, I always try and say, I'll give my 2 cents, maybe reading a putt. But is it good for you to hear maybe a caddy that says, so if you guys are sitting there and it's like, well, what do you think? Well, I think it's going a little left or right. And you say something, well, I think it's like a ball out in the left. As a caddy and as a golfer, I understand that if you say it's a ball out in the left, I think it's right somewhere in that area, maybe a little higher, maybe a little lower, I might just go ahead and say, perfect, I like that. Does that give you the confidence that you've got the right read and you make a good stroke? Is that something that's helpful to you?
Sometimes in your mind, I think a lot of golfers will say this, like, if you know it's the line, you don't need to ask anyone. You are pretty confident. Sometimes you just know it's going in, no matter even where you putt it.
Right.
I love when that happens. For me, I will never ask a caddy first what they think, because if they say something completely different, then there's going to be no confidence there. So I'll say, okay, I think it's, 2 inches outside right. What do you think? And if they say, meh, I like a little more. That just saying a little more, I don't need a specific, I don't need them to say 5-6 inches. That's going to throw me off.
Right. Yeah,
say a little more, okay, maybe I'll consider it. But if they're like, nope, spot on, great, love it, then that's great to know that someone else feels the same way about your line.
Yeah, so you'd prefer.
I will never ask them first. I'll make the first choice.
You don't need a volunteer caddy saying, what are you on, crack?
Yeah.
Of course it's not 2 inches out to the right.
Yeah. Like, I love it when we play in the pro-am and I'll say, okay, right edge, and they will blow it by 10 feet and they're like, it didn't break. I can't believe it didn't break. Well, 10 feet back. Why did it break?
All right. Well, I'm going to try to help take you to your happy place here to get you started. Is Chip Kelly there when you go to your happy place? I mean, you're a big time Philadelphia sports fan. Is Chip Kelly in your happy place?
Chip Kelly, I think he is part of my happy place. I'm so happy that he's there and not Andy Reid. So yeah, I could say that.
Now, is he wearing anything like lederhosen or a leprechaun outfit? I mean, what in your happy place? What is Andy? I don't want to know what Andy Reid was wearing, but what is Chip Kelly wearing?
Oh gosh. Nah, Chip is just in that great Eagles logo and that green. I think we're going to Kelly Green in like a year or two.
Yeah, going back. Yeah. Getting rid of that sort of bluish green dark. Now, so are you telling me, I'm a big Chip Kelly guy. I loved him at New Hampshire. I loved what he did at Oregon. I'm a big fan of what he does. Have you completely consumed the Kool-Aid and you think that all of his moves right now are golden, or is he setting up the end of his pro coaching career?
I'm really hopeful. I really like the move of McCoy and to get Murray.
Yeah.
I really like that move. I'm not sure about, getting rid of Trent Cole. I'm not sure about the Nick Foles and Sam Bradford move.
Swap.
I don't know. I think that's pretty just an even trade. I think Nick Foles deserved some more time because we lost one game with him last year when he wasn't injured, and then Butt Fumble Sanchez came in and just ruined it for us. So we'll see about that, but I trust them. I mean, he made great progress with us. I see the team is excited. I've seen a big difference. I mean, I've been watching. I haven't missed many games since, like 12 years old. So I've seen a big improvement in all, definitely in offense. So I'm all in.
All right.
Kelly.
See, and Mike and I are Patriots fans because we both grew up in Massachusetts. But I'm gonna throw you this bone right now. I think Eagles fans are going to be pleasantly surprised with Bradford at quarterback. I'm throwing it out there right now. I think y'all are going to be pleasantly surprised. So
good. I love it. I hope so.
Well, you know what? That leads me to wonder. All time, who's your favorite Eagle? Are you a Cunningham or Reggie? Who's your favorite Eagle of all time?
Probably Brian Dawkins.
Yeah. Clemson boy.
Yeah.
Meanest safety in the league.
I'd say Dawkins and Brian Westbrook probably.
Yeah, Dawkins. So you didn't want to go over the middle against Dawkins.
No.
He will take your head off.
I have his jersey.
Nice.
And my dad gave me the Darren Sproles jersey last year. So, he's like, okay, what jersey do you want for Christmas? And I was like, I don't think McCoy's going to be an Eagle next year, so I'm going to go with Sproles. So at least I have that for another year.
You didn't get the Sanchez. Apparently, Butt Fumble Sanchez is.
No.
BF Sanchez written on the back of the jersey.
Oh, man.
Well, Joanna, I hope you have a nice bounce back round today and start working your way back up the leaderboard. And we definitely look forward to seeing you here in Charlotte.
Oh, thank you, guys.
So take care and play well today. And you're going to knock everything in.
Perfect. Love it.